9 minutes to 9 o'clock on Morning Ireland. The Bishop of Cork and Ross, Dr. John Buckley, is distancing himself today from comments made at a funeral in the diocese during last week. The priest at the funeral had apparently asked mourners to pray that former Lord Mayor of Cork, John Murray, be found not guilty on sex assault charges. Now, Murray was subsequently convicted last Friday in the Circuit Court in Cork. The priest's comments were made prior to the jury returning its verdict. Ralph Regal from the Irish Independent is on the line. Ralph, what can you tell us about what... Owen English from the Examiner, apologies, is on the line. Owen, what can you tell us about what transpired in the court? At this funeral mass.
Well, as you said, Christopher, what arose in the funeral mass was that a visiting priest from the diocese, a priest who isn't serving in the Diocese of Cork and Ross, asked mourners during the funeral to pray last Thursday that former Lord Mayor John Murray be found not guilty. And as you said, the jury returned on Friday with the guilty verdict. But callers to our local radio station, Cork 96 FM, yesterday raised concerns that the priest had used the pulpit to effectively ask people to pray for a not guilty verdict in such a high-profile trial. Now, we contacted the Diocese of Cork and Ross yesterday, and as you said, Dr. John Buckley issued a statement later distancing himself from the comments and making it very clear that the priest who had asked people to for these prayers was in fact a visiting priest to the diocese. He said that the comments from the pulpit were offensive and entirely inappropriate. We made our own inquiries last night and established that the priest who had asked people for this prayer was a visiting Augustinian friar. And I spoke to the provincial last night, Father John Henry, and he said that the order was very keen to acknowledge its responsibility in this matter and that they were taking it very seriously. He said that the prayer was wholly inappropriate, and he accepted that the intervention by the friar had caused great distress. He said that he had discussed the matter with the priest in question, and he said that that priest now accepts that what he had said on the altar last Thursday had caused great upset and offence to the people who were in the church.
And is there any explanation as to how the priest, who hasn't been named in this instance, came to make such extraordinary comments during, I think, the prayers for the intercession?
No, we didn't get an explanation yesterday. I suppose perhaps just an appalling lack of judgment, I suppose, is the only conclusion you can come to. We do know that the priest was a friend of the family of the deceased man whose funeral was being celebrated last Thursday, and that he was also a friend of the family of John Murray. But the fact that he took the opportunity at a funeral to ask people for this prayer is what has caused such offence. And Father John Henry, the provincial of the Augustinian, said that they are taking the matter very seriously. He said that in his capacity as provincial, he is taking full responsibility for it. He said that the order is now conducting its own internal investigation and that the priest may face further sanctions.
Owen English of the Irish Examiner, we leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us on the line this morning.